A warm wind from the south has moved temperatures into the 40s and 50s in most areas this afternoon. Cold air, though, has been a bit slow to break in some of our sheltered valley locations. In those areas, temperatures have struggled to reach the 40-degree mark this afternoon. Now, despite the warm-up, it's been a gray day. We've had a lot of clouds around, a lot of mist and drizzle and fog, and that fog will persist into the nighttime hours. For now, radar returns are not showing much across the region, but we are going to change that tonight as some rainfall comes in. On the weather map right now, we're watching a cold front that's off to the west. That will actually cross the region tonight and stall to our east tomorrow. At the same time, an area of moisture is developing and expanding through Pennsylvania into the southern tier of New York, and that area of rain will ride along the front tonight, bringing wet weather to the region. Later at night, on the backside of that cold front, some colder air will drain in, and in areas north and west of Albany, I am expecting a change from rain to a wintry mix as that cold air enters the region. For the capital region on south and east, it appears that temperatures will remain warm enough for just rain to occur tonight. By tomorrow morning, most of the precipitation will be over. And as we go through the day, it looks like we will be in a bit of a gap, so it should be mainly cloudy but mainly dry. But by this time tomorrow afternoon and evening, we'll see another round of moisture come into the region. And it's going to be a little bit colder, so I am expecting a wintry mix across the region late tomorrow into tomorrow night, which could leave an accumulation of snow, sleet, and ice in many areas. By Saturday, it's all going to be gone. It will be a brisk day with some snow showers north and west. Temperatures will be in the 30s with 20s in the mountains. Another storm threat comes late in the weekend and early next week. It looks like it will be cold enough initially for a round of snow late Sunday into Sunday night, but as temperatures warm, we will see a transition from snow to sleet to freezing rain. Many areas will go to rain by Monday, but there's certainly the potential for some wintry accumulation of snow and ice in many areas later Sunday night into Monday morning. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, rain likely this evening, changing to a wintry mix later at night, areas of fog, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Rain likely this evening, changing to a wintry mix later at night. Areas of fog, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Chance of mixed rain and snow during the afternoon, high in the upper 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Rain likely tonight with areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain during the afternoon, high in the 40s to around 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, rain likely tonight with patchy fog, low around 40. Tomorrow, a chance of mixed rain and snow during the afternoon, high in the upper 30s to lower 40s. On Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of snow showers north and west. Breezy, high in the 30s with 20s in the mountains. Thickening clouds Sunday with a chance of snow late, high in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.